Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Another career lead prosecutor in the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office resigning. Sources tell ABC News amid pressure from the Justice Department to drop New York City Mayor Eric Adams' corruption case. Sources tell ABC News the U.S. Attorney Hagan Scotton argued in his letter that only a fool or coward would sign off on the case's dismissal. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
There are now at least seven federal prosecutors here in New York and in Washington who have resigned, an unprecedented upheaval at the Department of Justice as President Trump tries to assert more control over the department and even over the sitting mayor of New York.
A U.S. judge extending the block on individuals associated with DOGE from accessing sensitive Treasury Department records and payment systems. A final decision on an injunction is expected in the coming days. Much of the West Coast cleaning up or digging out after severe storms, heavy rain triggering mudslides in Southern California, where those burn-scarred areas were devastated by wildfires. This is ABC News. A bill to expedite Medicaid coverage and prenatal health care for low-income women has advanced in Alabama.
State lawmakers across the South are trying to address rising deaths at birth among babies and mothers. The Alabama bill says Medicaid will pay for a pregnant woman's outpatient medical care for up to 60 days while her application for the government-funded insurance program, Medicaid, is being considered. The bill passed the Alabama House of Representatives unanimously. The state Senate considers it next. Republicans praise the bill as pro-life.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. As egg prices soar, more people are renting their own chickens. But ABC's Jim Ryan says precautions are necessary.
Egg prices are so high because a nationwide avian flu outbreak has killed millions of chickens. And federal health officials warn that backyard chicken coops are vulnerable. They urge the owners or renters of those coops to wear surgical masks,
eye protection,
and gloves.
I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. There is a winter weather advisory through tomorrow. Steady snow tonight with 2 to 4 inches possible, low 22. Cloudy with periods of snow tomorrow. Another 1 to 3 inches is expected with a high of 31. And blustery and staying cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 16. Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving heavy snow and winds are out of the southwest at 6 and our temperature is 17 degrees. And we have these cancellations to pass along. The Richland Center at Platteville girls basketball game. Actually, it's not a cancellation, but that will start at 6. The Riverdale at Boscobel girls basketball game will start at 6. There will be no JV game. ET Foods will close at 5 tonight, so they just closed. And Boscobel A&W will close at 6 this evening. And the Hillsboro's Lions Club bingo on Sunday at 1 is canceled. And the Spring Green Community Food Pantry distribution on Monday is canceled, and it will be held on February 24th at 10:30.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. With a winter weather advisory in effect tonight and cold weather moving in, Mike Jessen, Richland County Emergency Management Director, was live on the air with Phil Neath today.
We actually just got done with a webinar with the National Weather Service and got updates there. So as it stands right now for the snowfall this evening, we're anticipating snow to start around 5 p.m. There's not a whole lot of confidence in exactly how much we're going to get right off the bat, but it is expected that we're going to have some very heavy bands of snow, including up to about 1 inch an hour around that 5, 6 p.m. mark. There is some wobble to the system, and the models between the Japanese, European, and U.S. models for the system are not agreeing yet. And we're 6 hours from expected start time, and we're still not super confident. So I would anticipate, 3 to 5 inches of snow for the Richland Center area between about 5 p.m. and 2 a.m., that we could see potentially at more of 5 to 7 or 6 to 8 range, depending on which way it wobbles. So then we should see a drop off about 2 a.m. and a potential for another 1 to 3 inches tomorrow, and still kind of keeping an eye on that. But most importantly, what we're really watching is the upcoming cold snap we have into next week. Anticipated wind chills into Monday are negative 31 degrees, 31 degrees below zero. So we at Emergency Management reached out to Richland County Health and Human Services yesterday, and through a collaboration that we have already established, we've directed the opening of warming centers starting on Monday at 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. on Wednesday. And there's an associated press release there with where those facilities are. But dangerous cold. We probably will see some extreme cold advisories or warnings into next week from the National Weather Service, but emergency management will be monitoring the snow and cold next few days.
I guess the groundhog isn't answering his phone right now.
No, he's suddenly quiet.
But in all seriousness, I know there are a lot of activities. We've got the big wrestling tournaments going on in Richland Center, and we'll keep you posted on that. But if you have to drive, do so with caution, right?
Yeah, take your time, plan your route before you go. And if you're able to stay inside this weekend, I would certainly encourage it. Sunday looks like it's going to be a pretty decent day, but temperature-wise, Sunday night into Monday and early next week, it's going to be extremely cold.
Yeah, those cold temperatures, nothing to mess with. So,
no. And most importantly, if you have elderly neighbors that you know might just be on wood fire heat or potentially might need some help or need to be checked on, please do that. If you need assistance with any of that, certainly give us a call or contact the dispatch center if you're worried about somebody's welfare or well-being. Just check on your neighbors, make sure you're staying warm, and bundle up.
Winter weather advisories, winter storm warnings, and icy condition warnings have been issued across Wisconsin. Postal officials are asking for your cooperation in keeping mailboxes, steps, and sidewalks clear of snow and ice so letter carriers are able to provide the safest, most efficient delivery service possible. You can keep your letter carrier safe by taking the following actions. Clear enough snow from curbside boxes to allow mail trucks to approach the box, deliver the mail, and to drive away from the box without danger of the need for backing. Walkways should be cleared of snow and ice and allow enough traction to avoid slips, trips, or falls. Steps should also be kept clear of ice and snow and in good repair so as not to cause injury to the letter carriers or others who visit your home. Overhangs should also be clear and free of snow and ice to avoid injury. Residents who receive delivery to roadside mailboxes also must keep the approach to and exit from the mailbox clear of snow or any other obstacles like trash cans and other vehicles. The carrier needs to get in and then out without leaving the vehicle or backing up. Some Madison teachers may get an unpleasant surprise when they do their taxes. They might owe more than they thought because of an error with the district's payroll system. The school district's program improperly calculated withholdings for staffers who didn't have a recent W-4 on file. Basically, it used old formulas and information and didn't withhold enough money. The district employs 6,000 people. It's not known how many now have to deal with this error. District officials said they've fixed the problem, so this won't happen again. There is more on the Republicans' effort in the Wisconsin legislature to force local police and sheriffs to verify immigration status of people they arrest. Lisa Hale has the story.
We have more information today on the Republicans' effort in the Wisconsin legislature to require sheriff's departments to verify immigration status of people jailed on serious felony offenses. New Berlin State Senator Julian Bradley said sheriffs would seek reimbursement from the feds for costs incurred in complying. He noted recent media reports said that there are sheriffs that are, quote, not interested in complying with federal law. Brown, Fond du Lac, Manitowoc, Marquette, Sheboygan, Waukesha, and Washera counties currently participate in federal programs to assist ICE in immigration and enforcement actions. Dane and Milwaukee counties do not. Counties which fail to comply would risk losing up to 15% of state shared revenue. Representative Tyler August of Walworth said the bill is restricted to illegal immigrants that have committed serious acts and that have been arrested and detained by sheriffs and local police. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has already indicated that he will veto such legislation.
Religious organizations in the state are taking immigration action. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A Milwaukee religious organization is joining the immigration fight in response to a policy change that is said to allow immigration raids in places of worship. Two Wisconsin faith groups have joined a lawsuit. The Wisconsin Council of Churches has offices in Madison and Milwaukee. They're joining a broader coalition of over two dozen faith groups in filing the suit in U.S. District Court in D.C. The lawsuit targets Homeland Security, Border Protection, and ICE. It seeks to reverse an executive order that permits the enforcement actions in churches and schools.
The Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin has announced the cast for Escanaba and Moonlight. It's a farcical comedy written by Jeff Daniels of Dumb and Dumber fame. It follows the misadventures of the Sody family at their cabin on the opening night of deer hunting in the UP. Strange lights, unexplained transformations, and a visit from the DNR are just a few of the things they contend with. Playing the role of Albert Sody, the father of the Sody clan, will be Greg Schmidt. Greg first began taking roles on stage in the 1990s. He's played Pat Finn in Big River, Dr. Trevis in The Elephant Man, and George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life, along with many other roles. He also starred in the independent film The Lizard of Death, which was produced locally. Playing the role of Reuben Sody, the main character who has yet to bag his first buck, will be Matt Rowe. Matt's first role was as Fenris Ulf in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe at UW-Richland. Most theatergoers will recognize him from the Community Players' recent production of Elf the Musical, where he played Buddy the Elf. Playing the role of Reuben's younger brother, Remnar, will be Alex Miller. Alex has many acting credits with several theaters, including the role of Nick in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf for the Baraboo Theater Guild, Jimmy in Almost Maine with the River Valley Players in Spring Green, and Stanley Garner in Caught in the Net at UW-Richland. Alex has also done improv and other roles with Cab Theater in Baraboo. Cameron Cormacan will be playing the role of the Jimmer, the wacky family friend who was abducted by aliens. Cameron was first on stage as a child in the production of The King and I. Since then, he has played many parts, including Carlson in Of Mice and Men and Santa Claus in Elf the Musical. Most recently, he played Scrooge in the Viroqua Community Theater's production of A Christmas Carol, where he was joined on stage by Escanaba's director, Andrew Sharp. Playing the part of Ranger Tom will be Dwayne Rose. Dwayne first got involved in theater when he joined the cast of The Living Last Supper some years ago, put on by the Ministerial Association. Since then, he has been a theater regular, playing many roles, such as Matthew in Anne of Green Gables, Denoise in St. Joan, and Aslan in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Cassidy Mancilla Young is currently a senior at the Richland Center High School. In the show, she is Reuben's Ojibwa wife, Wolf Moon Dance. At the high school, Cassidy played Edith Butternut in Strange Days at Summer Camp. With the Community Players, she was Marguerite in Heidi and Chadwick in Elf the Musical. Escanaba Into Moonlight will be held at the Richland Center City Auditorium Friday and Saturday, March 14th and 15th at 7, and Sunday afternoon, March 16th at 2. Admission will be $10 with tickets sold at the door. Today's winner of $100 in the Richland Center High School Sports Booster Calendar Raffle is Twin Pines Ridgetop on ticket number 622.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feeds, Eat, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. James Jim Brisboy Jr., 64, of Reedsburg in Ithaca, died February 3rd following a long illness. A memorial gathering will be held Sunday from 11 until 2 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the spring. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a favorite local animal shelter. James Jim Brisboy Jr., 64, of Reedsburg in Ithaca. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center, died January 16th at home following a six-year battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Sunday beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Bridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center. Tom Rocky Blackburn, 69, of Fenimore, died Tuesday. A funeral service will be held Sunday at 5 at the Larson Family Funeral Home in Fenimore. Friends may call at the funeral home Sunday from 1 until 5. Tom Rocky Blackburn, 69, of Fenimore. Guy A. Heck, 72, of Spring Green, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, February 22nd, from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with a time of sharing at 11:30. Guy A. Heck, 72, of Spring Green.
From February 17th through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment with Krause Monument at 608-647-8314.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. The snow has started, ramping up tonight. It looks to lay down a good 2 to 4 inches. And those temperatures are quite comfortable. They're hovering right now in the low 20s and will spike to the low 30s tomorrow afternoon. But it'll be a cloudy day with periods of snow on and off, heavy at times, where another 1 to 3 inches is likely. This puts storm totals anywhere from 3 to 7 inches. We'll get a break on Saturday night. It'll be blustery, staying cloudy, with temperatures falling to the teens, and then Sunday morning, another blast of light snow. It'll arrive along a cold front, a dreaded cold front, bringing some dangerous cold wind chills, too. So with a quick half an inch possible early Sunday morning, it'll be breezy and crashing cold throughout the afternoon. We'll bottom out at temperatures around 5 to 10 below. And with the wind still whipping, it'll be feeling much colder than that, near 20 below. Then, Monday afternoon, high temperatures struggle to get to the single digits, with highs at about 5 degrees under partly sunny skies. So at least it'll look nice outside, but it sure won't feel like it. It's the coldest day of the week. Then on Tuesday, we get a few degrees warmer, still stuck in the single digits, cold, sunny. And that stays the case for Wednesday, too. Highs try to tap the double digits near 10 degrees. Finally, a little relief. Thursday, we make the climb to the upper teens. With some of us finally crawling out of the house with a slightly warmer afternoon, it'll be a partly cloudy day. And we do maybe possibly have some small shots of snow to follow. But until we get to all of that, let's get through this first. Drive slow. Don't be in a rush and take your time out there tonight if you must drive. Stay away from snow plows and never use cruise control. And I'd suggest have a winter weather emergency kit inside your car. This includes cat litter, hats, gloves, hand warmers, battery banks, chargers, and of course, a shovel. Stay warm and stay safe, and have a happy Valentine's Day. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving heavy snow and our temperature is 16 degrees after a high today of 21 and a morning low of 11 below. Yesterday's high was 16 degrees and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1954 is 61 degrees, weather record low of 24 below set back in 1951. Last year's high was 47 with a low of 20. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:31 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Winds are out of the southwest at 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.14, and we have received an inch of snow so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 16 degrees. And a reminder, there is that winter weather advisory now through 6 p.m. tomorrow, and that's because of the snow that we're getting. And because of that, we have a couple cancellations. ET Foods is already closed, and Boscobel A&W will close at 6. Also, the Richland Center at Platteville Girls basketball game will start at 6, and the Riverdale at Boscobel girls basketball game will start at 6 as well, with no JV game.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to High School Sports on WRCO. Today, the Ithaca Bulldogs are taking on Wazika Steuben in area boys basketball from the Ridge and Valley Conference. We'll set the stage and talk about that game more specifically coming up during the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show on WRCO and WRCO.com.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports. You're invited to our boat show, February 20th to the 22nd. We have a huge heated showroom packed full of 24 and 25 inventory. Boats by Tracker, Ranger, Sun Tracker, Regency, Nitro, and Tahoe. With promos like a 7-year warranty on Mercury outboards, discounts up to $10,000, and more. We hope to see you at our in-house boat show at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center, your authorized Tracker Boats dealer. Vitesnik Power Sports.
On tonight's area pregame show, Aaron Hipps joins us, Ithaca boys basketball coach. Aaron, always a tough game when you take on Wazika Steuben. It's a important game tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always good to finish strong, and as you get towards the end of the season, it's always good to rack up a few wins, get some confidence going in the playoffs, see the ball go in the basket, and Wazika, I expect to be a tough challenge. Their record isn't indicative of the team they are. They're in every single game, including the first time we went to their place, and they kind of had us on the rope, so we have to be ready from the get.
Some of that is their tradition. It seems like they usually play everybody tough, and they're just having kind of a down year for them, aren't they?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, they are very well coached, and basketball seems to be their sport as long as I can remember. Those kids seem to play a lot of basketball and care a lot about the game. And they certainly play hard, and they are right in a lot of these games against some very good teams. You know, a few rolls go their way or a few shots go in for them and don't go in for the other team, and you're talking about a completely different record.
You're coming off a loss against Kickapoo. What went wrong the other night?
Well, they came out and punched us right in the mouth from the start. And, you know, we just had a hard time matching the intensity and frankly, the effort that they gave. So, you know, we have to bounce back. It's in the past now, and all you can do is bounce back and try to show that was a one-off for us, but it can't become our identity. We have to play harder from the jump.
This game is your final game at home of the regular season, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So hopefully it's always good to end the season at home on a high note. I know the seniors, you know, it means a lot to them being their last game, and hopefully they can do the things they need to do to leave a positive memory of their last home game.
Seeding will be taking place soon, and as you look at that, are these games important for that process?
Absolutely. Every game's important. Any game from here on out can be the difference between a home game first round and a road game, and as we know, it's home court advantage is definitely a real thing in basketball, especially high school basketball, and we certainly would like to get a home game, so every game from here on out is very important.
Has there been a signature game, a signature win for the Bulldogs this year, or are you hoping that's yet to come?
You know, I would like to think that's yet to come. We've had some good wins, a good DeSoto team, Kickapoo the first time around, but we do need to get a few more signature wins under our belt, and I think that would go a long way in seeding.
You play a little bit earlier tonight. Does that affect things, your process of preparing and things like that?
No, not really. Honestly, I'm kind of a fan of it. It gives, you know, there's a lot of time in between the end of the school day and when the kids go home, and, you know, you just hope that they're doing the right things, and, you know, that kind of alleviates any worries about where they're going, what they're doing. You know, they just stay right after school, and, you know, hopefully they're locked in from the jump, and, you know, it's not an advantage or a disadvantage for us. The other schools in the same situation, so that's the way we have to look at it.
Are you any healthier for tonight's game, Aaron?
Yeah, I think we're finally starting to get over all the flu bug, and, well, I guess we had all sorts of different stuff going on, and that kind of sounds like that's just about everywhere with area districts is, you know, it's hard getting healthy this time of year, and it's been a very rough year with the influenza virus going around, and I know strep was going around, but I think we are finally starting to see the tail end of that with us anyways.
All right. How do you match up with Wazika Steuben?
We're very similar play styles, to be honest. They do like to slow it down into a 2-3 a little bit, but they have a very good post player, as we do, and pretty solid guard play. They seem to handle pressure fairly well, so we're going to have to ramp up our defensive intensity a little bit and do a good job on their post.
Excellent. Sounds good. Good luck against the Hornets tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot, Phil.
Aaron Hipps joining us, Ithaca boys basketball coach.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your business.
scavenger hunts, going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Good evening from Ithaca. It's boys basketball tonight. Very early, the Bulldogs take on the Waseca Steuben Hornets on an inclement weather night, as Tim has been telling you about this evening. And I saw something in the first game I don't know that I've ever seen in all my years of covering sports. They let the JV game end in a tie. I've suggested that for a long time, but tonight they did because of the bad roads. 43 apiece, Ithaca and Waseca Steuben, and they called it a draw so the varsity could get out and get the game going so Waseca Steuben can get home at a decent hour in the snow. Tonight, coming in with a record of 2-10, 4-14 overall, Waseca Steuben Hornets coached by Isaiah Oki, assisted by Austin Bunders. And they've been in a lot of games, as Aaron Hipsch talked about in the pregame show, including the last time against Ithaca. So we expect it to be a very competitive game here tonight for the Bulldogs, who track in with a record of 14-6. They are 7-4 in the Ridge and Valley Conference. We've got the game for you straight ahead. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Your favorite varieties of apples and grapes grow on over 200 acres at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Much of the fruit is sold retail through the farm market, but a wholesale division of the company moves a significant amount of the fruit, as well as custom packing fruit for other local growers. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you with the best quality apples and grapes this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
With our national anthem tonight. Great job, as always, prior to game time here between the Ithaca Bulldogs and the Waseca Steuben Hornets. Here are the starters for tonight's game. First of all, for the Hornets, number 2, Clint Mitchell, a junior. Number 3, Julius Cooley, a junior. Number 23, junior Theodore Millen. Number 24, Cooper Lummis, a junior. And number 32, senior Brett Wagner. For the Ithaca Bulldogs, getting the start tonight, those include Cody Burns, number 15. Cody is a junior. Wesley Nelson, a senior, wearing number 20. Sammy Clary, a senior, wearing number 23. Also getting a start tonight, number 24, Devin Heim for the Bulldogs. And also starting tonight for the Bulldogs, number 2, Ethan Burkrum. Those are the starters. Tip-off time coming up next from WRCO Sports.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
Cooper Lummis jumps for Waseca Steuben. Jumping for the Bulldogs, Devin Heim. And the ball controlled by the Bulldogs. And here we go. Underway. Bulldogs from our right to our left. Waseca Steuben our left to our right here in the opening 18 minutes of basketball. Ithaca takes it off to the right side. Looking. Now they'll bring it back to Heim. Left circle. It's going to be Nelson. Whipping it down low. Turnaround move. Low post. And it is good by Casey Pomerantz. That makes it 2-0 in favor of the Bulldogs, and Ithaca immediately drops into a full court press. The Hornets trapped in the backcourt and now bringing it up to Wagner across the timeline. Cooley dumps it back door and now pressured in the lane. Shot is on the way, no good there for Millen. Hornets kick it back out to the corner and will set it up again. Hornets in the green, white lettering uniforms. Turnaround shot in the lane, won't go for Lummis, and the rebound by Wes Nelson. Bulldogs will take it across the timeline. Casey Pomerantz, left wing, gives to Sammy Clary. Clary, not afraid to shoot there. Going to give and go, though, to Iam. Cutting low, and he'll score. Two baskets to start the game for the Bulldogs. It is 4-0. Hornets stopped in the backcourt, bringing it across the timeline. Wagner. Wagner's pass deflected by Nelson, picked up by Clary. Bounce feed back to West. Lays it up, no good. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs. It will be Wazika Steuben basketball. Good crowd on hand from Ithaca tonight. Wazika Steuben, not as much as they normally would have. I'm sure the weather has a factor in that. And the early start, maybe. Ball comes across the timeline, taken by Wagner. Wagner on the right wing, down to the baseline. It is Cooley. Hornets trying to get on the board. There's a pass to the left side, Clint Mitchell. Mitchell dips it back to the top of the circle. Hornets set it up. Right side, three-point shot on the way, and no good. Rims off for Wagner. I was ready to write that one down. It comes back out, and the Bulldogs have it. 4-0 score. Casey Pomering across the timeline. Left side, Sammy Clary. Clary for Pomering just across the half-court line. Bulldogs set up shop. Picks are set low. Nelson on the left wing dumps it off to Clary just up for the baseline. Sammy drives, hangs, shot of the way, good, and he is fouled. First basket for Sammy Clary, and the Bulldogs lead 6-0. First foul of the game. Whistled on the Hornets, and going to the line, Clary, who is a good free throw shooter for the Bulldogs, takes the ball from the official. Last foul was on Clint Mitchell. Free throw is in the air, and that one is no good. And Devin Iyme gets the rebound, powers in, and scores. Devin Iyme makes it, and the Bulldogs lead it by a score of 8-0. Hornets take it across the timeline. They're going to set it up now just across half court. Looking to the inside, nothing there. Mitchell, top of the circle for Coach Oki's team. Ball goes to the right side. Lummis in the lane. Now leans in, shot blocked by Nelson, but a foul called. And it is a shooting foul, so going to the free throw line will be the Wazika Steuben shooter, Cooper Lummis, their leading scorer, averaging 15.5 points per ball game. Foul on number 15, Cody Burns. Free throw is good, and the Hornets are on the board. Score is 8-1. Lummis takes a shot. It's on the way, and it is off the mark. And the rebound taken down now by the Bulldogs. 8-1 score. Sammy Clary fires off. Meeting the ball is Pomering. Casey back to Iyme. Three on the way. Won't go in. Rebound foul called on the loose ball. So the foul is marked on the Bulldogs. That will be their second foul. Into the game for Ithaca, Ethan Burkram. Because Cody Burns has just picked up his second foul. Ball starts in play. The Hornets with the basketball. Wazika Steuben brings it off to the right side. Wagner airmails it. Up ahead now to Millen. Millen stops. Dishes back to the right side. Wagner, deep three on the way. Won't stay. Rebound in the corner. Taken by the Bulldogs. Ethan Burkram. Back to Sammy Clary. And the Bulldogs run it across the timeline. Clary on the front side is going to be whistled and stopped. And a... I think they're going to warn the bench for Wazika Steuben for the coach to be out of the coach's box. I believe that's the call. So it's a warning the first time. The Bulldogs will get the basketball on the sidelines, leading by a score of 8-1 here at Ithaca. Hope you're doing all right tonight and staying safe. Lots of activities, including girls wrestling going on at Richland Center High School. That is happening. So lots of... activities going on. Hopefully everybody gets around all right. If not, they can come stay with me, except Henry Bray. He can't, but everybody else can if they need a place. Ride home in my Vibe. Pass comes in play for the Bulldogs. After the discussion, 8-1 Bulldogs. Clary on the right wing. Off the screen. Give and go again. Iyme rolls in. Off the assist from Sammy Clary. Devin Iyme with 6 points, and it's 10-1. Good start for Ithaca tonight. Clint Mitchell in the backcourt. Swings it over to Wagner. Baseballs it up ahead now to Cooley. Julius drives, knocked away by Iyme on the block. It's in the lane. They'll kick it back out and set it up again. Will the Hornets? Lummis down to the baseline. Gets around the defender. Goes in for a try to stretch it up there. Shot on the way, no good. And partially blocked again by Devin Iyme. Sammy Clary with the basketball. three-pointer on the way and no good from the NBA length. Wes Nelson chases down the rebound. Clary left side. Ball fake now moving. Pomering down low. Lays it up. Good. Casey Pomering with a couple of baskets. And just like that, the Bulldogs lead 12-1 and a timeout by Wazika Stubin. Good start for Ithaca. An 11-point lead. 13:55 remaining in the first half on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. Our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Looks like the Hornets are going to be called for stepping out of bounds here. And a line violation, so the Bulldogs will get it after the timeout, leading 12-1. Now they'll flip it up to the far side. It's Iam from the corner, and it is good. Iam drains one from about 17 feet on the baseline. 8 points for him tonight, and it is 14-1. Hornets take it up the sidelines. Right side, Millen. Theodore leans in, nothing, gives it back to the free throw line on a drive. Shot on the way, and good by Julius Cooley. First field goal for the Hornets, and that makes it 14-3. Ithaca, Sammy Clary coasts into the front court, gives to Burkram. Burkram on the right side, down to Clary, just up from the baseline. Back to Burkram. Uses a left-handed dribble, gives it over to Clary. Right wing, back to the near side, and a long lob. Pomering for a three on the rim, no good. Rebound, Iam. Gives it back to the right side. Now leaning in, having it knocked away is Pomering, and a foul is called on the Hornets. That will be their second foul. So put on the board. Coming in is Josh Martin for Wazika Stubin. The inbounder for the Bulldogs, number 5, Casey Pomering. Fouls on Clint Mitchell. That's his second. Quick inbound, and the shot up by Iam. No good. Out of bounds off of Wazika. It'll be Ithaca basketball. One of the Bulldogs' longest rivals. We go back to the old days. Don Bauer, one-time coach of everything there. There's a turn-in shot for the Bulldogs, and Iam scores again. Devin Iam with 10 points makes it 16-3. Hornets with a basketball in the backcourt. Lobs it down to the baseline. Cooley on a drive, and it's blocked by Iam. Devin, a one-man wrecking crew, bringing it all the way himself. Lays it in. Good. But a play is stopped, and a offensive foul is called, I believe. So they'll mark that on the Bulldogs. That'll be their third foul. Devin Iam comes out of the game. Coming in is Houston Boland. And the foul actually marked on Ethan Burkram. Must have been on a pick. So the pass comes in play, and the Hornets with the ball down by 13. Knocked away by Clary. Sammy gets the steal. Runs into the corner. Feeds it to Burkram. He lays it up too hard. Watford gets his own miss. Pomering puts it up, and good. Casey Pomering makes it 18-3. Ithaca off to a nice roll here tonight. Josh Martin in the backcourt is double-teamed. Throws it up the sidelines. Hornets baseball it up. There's a driving layup up and good for Julius Cooley. 18-5. Clary in the backcourt. No backcourt pressure. The Hornets putting on a 2-3 zone. Clary throws it right side. Now into the lane. They're going to throw it low and out of bounds. Intended for Nelson. And they're going to say, Ithaca thought Wazika Stubin had tipped it. But no, it's going to be Hornet basketball. Francisco Riota is coming in for the Hornets. They are trapped in the backcourt against the Bulldogs, taking it up the sideline. Now running it across is Martin. Riota from the corner. Three on the way. No good. Rebound by Nelson. Nelson wings it back now to Sammy Clary. And Clary across the timeline down to Boland. Houston drives, dips to the lane. Nelson layup, good. Soft touch in the toaster for Wes Nelson. That makes it 20-5. Ball up the sideline, stolen by Clary. And now taken by Berkram and lost. Now picked up by Josh Martin and the Hornets. 7 minutes gone in this first half, 20-5 Bulldogs. Ball goes to the left side, Wagner. Wagner works the wing, gives it back now to Lummis. Cooper throws it left side, Riota. He will drive, goes to the paint, hooks a shot on the way, no good. Rebound, Clary, and Sammy taking it the other way for Ithaca. Across the timeline to Nelson, left wing, back to Clary. He'll shoot a three, on the way, good. Sammy Clary with his first triple, and the Bulldogs off to the races tonight, 23-5. Hornets break the press, and now we'll set it up. They're double-teamed in the corner, and a timeout taken by Coach Oki. Good defense by the Bulldogs. Full timeout, Wazika. 10:24 remaining in the first half. 23-5, Ithaca on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Experience is the best teacher, and Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has it in spades. Larry, Shelley, and Chris Jar lead the way with years of hands-on expertise. Chris brings the kind of knowledge that only comes from time in the field. When your pump or well has an issue, trust Chris Jar and the team at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. They offer 24-hour service, so help is always just a call away. Reach them at 608-649-4488.
23-5, Ithaca in the lead in area boys basketball. Wazika Steuben with the basketball. Martin on the right wing uses the dribble. Fires it off to the baseline, taken there by Riota. Back to Martin. Airmails it to the left side and Wagner. Hornets putting up against a man-to-man defense applied by the Bulldogs. Hornets on a drive in the lane. Shot no, foul on the floor against the Bulldogs. It'll be the team's fourth. Don Bauer coaching everything for Wazika back in the day. I know, and tell people that he coached both boys and girls basketball. I'm not sure you could do that anymore, but scheduled games. Didn't play that many doubleheaders back then either, as I remember. Hornets looking to bring the ball in play, lobs it. It's caught in the backcourt by Josh Martin. Takes it across the half-court line with a left-hand dribble. Fires it back to Lummis to the baseline. There's a long one on the way. Nope, they're going to hold up the shot now instead. And the Hornets take it back to the left side. Riota takes the defense up. Now drives. Got loose. Lays it up. Short. Rebound, Devin Iam. Devin Iam with the basketball. Brings it over to Sammy Clary. Up the sidelines to Boland. Houston to Devin Iam. Iam down low. And he's going to be called for an offensive foul. Put the shoulder down as he went in for the lay-in try. And he's called for his second foul. So Devin Iam marked for the foul, and that's Ithaca's fifth. Coming in now with the basketball is the Hornets, Clint Mitchell. Mitchell up the sideline, left side. It goes to Millen. Millen down to the baseline. 9:27 remaining in the first half. 23-5 Bulldogs. Mitchell drops in, and then the defender falls down, and the pass to Lummis, and he'll score. 23-7 Hornets get a basket. Ball goes to Caden Keller. Caden came in after the recent timeout. Fires it into Sammy Clary at the high post. Left side, Boland. Back to the top of the circle. That is Berkram. Berkram to Keller. Now back to the near side, Berkram. Pass goes down low. It's Iam. Back to Berkram. Slashes lane. Knocked away. Nice steal by Wagner. And a foul called up the court. That's going to be on Caden Keller. Ithaca's sixth foul. So Keller picks up the foul, and coming in for Ithaca will be Wes Nelson, and also Casey Pomering will check in for the Bulldogs, who have rotated eight so far. The Hornets have rotated seven. So the inbounder is on the near side. Good to see Greg Herbst, principal for the Ithaca school system, looking good in that three-piece suit. I'm going to have to wear one of these days. I think I got my old leisure suit. Pass comes in play. The Hornets with the ball. Millen down to the near side. Ball fake. Martin. Martin goes in. Lost the handle. Fires it back out now to Wagner. Wagner setting up shop with 8:37 remaining in the first half. Hornets basketball. Wagner trying to get free. Double team knocked away and a foul called on the Bulldogs. That'll be called on Casey Pomering. And that will be his first. So the Hornets will shoot bonus from here on out. Coming into the game will be Julius Cooley for the Hornets. Lazika Steuben, a good young coach. Isaiah Oki and the Bulldogs with Aaron Hipsch, a good young coach. And their staffs, free throw on the way and good for the Hornets. When I first started in the business, all of the coaches were in their 40s, 50s. So it was a little intimidating. And now some of them, I've got shoes that are older than some of them. Second free throw is good by Wagner. That makes it 23-9. Bulldog basketball up the sideline. Caden Keller now airmails it back to Pomering. Down low, Iam gets around the defender. Reverse lay-in. Oh, it almost went. Rebound by Clary. Slips it back to Devin. Knocked away by the Hornets and stolen by Julius Cooley. Up ahead to Lummis. Down to the baseline. Three-pointer on the way. And no good for Riorda. Rebound on the near side by Pomering. And Casey will take it across the half court. 8 minutes remaining here in the first half. Ithaca leading 23-9. Wes Nelson, Clary going back door to Iam. Can't get it to him, and it's out of bounds. It'll be Wazika Steuben basketball. Keegan Jones into the game for Caden Keller. The Bulldogs continue the rotation. They've gone nine deep now. Ball comes across the timeline. Picked up by Sammy Clary. Gets steal. Up ahead to Keegan Jones, who lays it in. Good. Instant offense for the Bulldogs on the assist from Sammy Clary. 25-9, Ithaca. Hornets on the near side. And they throw it into midair. Taken away by Keegan Jones. Jones across the timeline. He's at the point. Throws it off to Clary on the left wing. Clary on a drive. Swings it over to Nelson. Back it goes to Pomering. Down low, Iam. Clary swinging down the lane. Shot away. Won't go. Rebound by Brett Wagner and the Hornets. Wagner across the timeline. Top of the circle off the screen. Free throw line left. Kicks it out. Three on the way for the Hornets. And no good for Lummis. Rebound by Iam. Sammy Clary pressured in the backcourt. Just over 7 minutes remaining in the first half. Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update at halftime. Clary throws it to Jones. Near side, here's Pomering on the kickout. Three on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Cooley and the Hornets. Wazika Steuben's doing a good job with the rebounding, not allowing a lot of second shots, but trying to convert at the other end on a more consistent basis. Riorda with the basketball. Coming off the screen is Cooley. Down to the baseline. Leaning in is Wagner. Back to Lummis. And now in the lane, Riorda throws it to the corner. Three on the way for the Hornets. Good. Brett Wagner gets the first triple of the night for the Hornets. 25-12 in favor of the Bulldogs. 6:15 remaining in the first half. Clary to Nelson. Nelson back to Clary. Left side. Passing it to Jones. Airmails it back to the baseline. That's going to be Nelson back to Jones. Coming down the lane. He'll score. Keegan Jones with his second basket. 27-12 in favor of the Bulldogs. 5:55 remaining in the first half. Hornets with the ball. Left side, Millen for three. On the rim and won't walk in. Rebound by Pomering. And he'll take it across the half-court line. Yields it up to Sammy Clary. And Aaron Hipsch will use a Bulldog timeout. 5:41 remaining. First half, Ithaca 27, Wazika Steuben 12, and boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower.
Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hey, this is Dave Grant with Civic Media. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. Whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Bulldogs leading 27-12, and they have the ball. Sammy Clary on the right wing. Clary down to the baseline, Nelson. Nelson uses the pivot, fires out now to Jones, back to Clary. High post, turning in is Berkram. Back to Nelson, knocked away, picked up now by the Hornets. Back the other way, the Hornets with the basketball. Wagner drives baseline, kicks it back out to Lummis. Lummis on a drive, plants low, tough shot, goes. Good move, Cooper Lummis. That makes it 27-14. 5 minutes remaining here in the half. Berkram and Pomering. The Bulldogs lift it to Clary. Pomering, right side Berkram. Down low, Nelson. Kicks it back out. Berkram out of Pomering. Top of the circle to Jones. Keegan with a long lob. Top of the circle backing up for a shot is Pomering. It bounces up and no good and tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs. It'll be Wazika Subban basketball. Cody Burns back into the game. Hope your Valentine's Day has been good. I know they were busy today at Added